Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Singer-songwriter Matt Faulkner has a lot of interesting ideas when it comes to the local music scene. From songwriting seminars to listening rooms, Faulkner is involved in several projects to enhance local music listening. Lyrics take on a deep meaning for him. He plays live tonight at Club David in Sioux Falls, and he's joining us this morning for Moment in Sound. We're in the Kirby Family Studio. Matt, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your songwriting background. How old are you when you start sort of making the connection that, you know, somebody is writing songs and that somebody might be you?
22, actually.
Really?
I didn't have a lot of music in my family other than my mom and sister playing hymns on the piano, but there wasn't a lot of radio, really even music taste until maybe seventh grade. My best friend growing up in an Irish family were really into their heritage and played a lot of U2 and traditional Irish music in their house, and really kind of got me listening to stuff that wasn't on the radio. Mm-hmm. So that was my first kind of introduction to even realizing I liked music as much as I do. And then when I was 22, it was basically a handful of local songwriters that were always sitting around playing originals and would let me fumble along. And I've got dyslexia really bad, and a strange variation of it. So I don't learn from books real well, but they'd let me just watch their fingers, and I would learn by just putting my fingers where theirs were. And it just kind of stemmed from that. There's a lot of rich show and some people in town here that did original stuff that really stuck to me.
Yeah.
So that's what got me interested in it.
Did you have music education in school? Because school's not very fun for many kids with dyslexia.
No, I didn't. I was not interested in school at all. And yeah. There was jazz band and band. I just kind of avoided all that. I didn't have, looking back, I sure wish I'd have plugged in. But I didn't know that I had anything musical at the time.
Right.
You know.
So it's those people who are willing to have the patience to invite you into the space, really,
yeah.
with them.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat. Tell us a little bit about your music now.
I have a hard time with my music. I putting myself on a stage, I guess. I don't like to represent being above or below. I try, anyhow, to be with people. So my favorite way to do music is public radio or an in-the-round situation where I'm hearing more than I'm playing.
Yeah.
I don't particularly care to be the center of attention. So with an in-the-round, I get to hear three songs before I got to play one again. And I enjoy it that way. I have a hard kind of working into playing by myself more, getting a band together here to try a new project. But I more so enjoy promoting music and promoting other people if I have that opportunity.
Mm. Will you play something for us today? You have your guitar here. What will you play for us first?
Sure. One of my oldest ones. I try to write positive or leave people with positive thoughts or try to make people think if I can. But the first one I'll do is called Dream, Dream, Dream. I wrote it quite a while ago about, I've always kept pictures on my refrigerator and on the dash of my trucks. And I like to even if I don't accomplish them, I try to dream as much as I can and keep my mind thinking in that way. So this was one of the first originals. On my refrigerator, I got a picture of Neil Young. Well, I keep it there to remind me the dreams I'm working on. And I'll be the first to tell you, dreams don't always come true. Hell, but they come true more often when you dream your whole day through. So dream, 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 dream your days
pictures and the places and a way to your soul. And along with Neil Young, well, I got a picture of Bob Dylan. Hell, I ripped it out of a Rolling Stone and stuck it to my ceiling. And I keep it there to remind me the things I'm working on. Hell, cause sometimes the things that go as slow as a Rolling Stone. Hell, Bob, it must be a job. Hell, to teach the world the truth. Because the times really are changing and the devil's on the loose. So dream, dream, dream. Dream your days away. Dream about the pictures and the places and a way to your soul. On my wall, well, I got a picture of Willie Dixon. Hell, I never could play the blues, but in my dreams he's a good addition. And I got me a picture of a girl, well, but that dream never came true. Well, you must dream more than me, cause she's lying next to you. So dream, dream, dream. Dream your days away. Dream about the pictures and the places and a way to your soul. And on my wall, I got a picture of Tom Waits. He's singing into an old soup can, scraping the bottom of the plate. With his rusty old voice and his hunkered down crooked little style. Well, looking at his picture makes me dream with a great big smile. So dream, dream, dream. Dream your days away. Dream about the pictures and the places and a way to your soul. Well, I wrote this here song so I could tell of all the pictures I've had up on my walls throughout the years. They were my teachers. I've had pictures of oceans, mountains, and cars. Now I've climbed and swam and drove as far as here. So if you got a dream, well, go and stick it to the wall. Cover your wall up with pictures so all through the day you will recall. Hell, the things that make you who you are and things that make you live. Hell, don't let anyone take away all you got to give. And just dream, dream, dream. Dream your days away. Dream about the pictures and the places and a way to your soul. Just dream, dream, dream. Dream your days away. Dream about the pictures and the places and a way to your soul.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Moment in Sound. My guest is Matt Faulkler, getting a lot of applause from behind you in the studio there. You can't see it, but feel lifted by it, hopefully. Tell me, he plays tonight, by the way, at Club David in Sioux Falls. That doors open at 7, music starts at 8. We'll tell you more about the full lineup in a few minutes. But tell me a little bit about these songwriting retreats that you're involved with.
I'm kind of new to it. A little nervous because I'm not necessarily able to explain what I do very well. I've got several friends that do songwriting retreats around the country. Johann Wagner with Crooked Crow. He does, they're kind of scattered around the country, and so I've been involved with some of that. And my friend David Stoddard is doing it with me, and it's over in Jackson, Minnesota at the Fine Arts Center. My friend Kathy does the festival there, and she's a real supporter of national artists, singer-songwriter acts, and she does shows for them in that Fine Arts Center as well as house concerts in this beautiful country home she has. So she's the one who invited me and David to do it, and I'm just going to kind of do the best I can. I'm pretty new with it, so I wish I kind of knew how to write a song. I don't really have much control over it, but
is that how it is for you, where it's sort of just, is it dictated? Is it something you sit down and say, I'm going to write something? What, where do you find inspiration for songwriting?
Mostly it's a new space. When I traveled as much as I used to, that feeling of having everything packed in my vehicle, all my jobs finished, and driving from where I'm at to where I'm going, there was a clarity in my mind from A to B. So I did a lot of writing in my car. And then when I was in these different spaces, I've done a lot of house sitting and taking care of vacation homes. So tile bathrooms or root cellars or new spaces really help me be creative, where if I'm in the same house all the time, it's a little harder for me to get that creativeness going.
Is it acoustic that you're looking for in a space? Is it visual, or is it just something different?
Acoustics, a tile bathroom tends to feel like I'm inside an amplifier, or, like the McKinnon Park band shell. There's a hot spot there.
Yeah.
That's a little harder because I'm not sure if someone's hearing me or listening to me, so I don't. I'm not as free with my thoughts there, but I like that spot.
Tell me about this concept of a listening room.
I guess in Texas and around the country, East Coast and West Coast more, there's this realm of venues that mostly are in people's homes that have a big enough living room or a place to entertain. Right. And they create a space that's for listening to the lyrics and for hearing the song. So there's usually a recommended donation, and it's usually pretty high, so that whoever's doing that is able to send the musician down the road with actual money to put in their gas tank and a place to stay for the night. But more than anything, not a social event, where a lot of times you go to these venues, they're loud and people are talking, and they're more used to a rock and roll scene, or more the social event of it, where there's usually the host will educate the invited people that there's time to socialize in between the sets and afterwards and before, but there's a quiet room so that whoever's songs are being played, you're able to hear the words and the lyrics and the story.
Nice. I love that concept.
As well as early, as the musician and as a listener, it's nice to go to a show and get home early enough to watch a TV show and relax and have a meal or something without getting home at midnight.
Plus you have time to process what you heard.
Yes.
I don't know that I would turn on the TV, but it would be time to sit and really give the music the time it deserves with the silence afterwards, if that's how you're tuned.
Exactly. Yeah. Just, people are just kind of used to, when they go to a show, getting home really late and it being loud. And I really, more about the lyrics. And when I hear somebody, I want to, if it's a new record, I put headphones on even to be able to hear the tracks and the hidden stuff that's buried in there. And especially if you have somebody who's put that time into really, like the new Jason Isbell record, if you listen to it, you can hear his fingernails in the left speaker, you know, and if you're visiting with somebody, you miss a multitude of really great stuff that's on a record.
Yeah. What will you play for us next?
I'll try my newest song. And I say try because I've been working on a couple things. One of my favorite people that I've learned the most from, Chuck Brodsky. He's does a lot of baseball songs. He's in the Baseball Hall of Fame for writing storytelling songs about baseball characters. And he's really big on clarity of pronunciation and being able to hear, again, it being about the song, so that sometimes if you're not being clear and you get to the end of a song, you almost have to have the lyrics in front of you to read with it, or the whole song goes over your head. So I've been really working on pronunciation and also throwing my voice. So I tried to write this song to be able to practice that. My dad yodeled a lot growing up, and we delivered a Mormon's feed to farmers. And driving down the road, we listened to the Highwaymen a lot, and he'd always yodel. And that throwing your voice and being able to reach different octaves, I've always been very much into that. Patsy Cline or Hank Williams and that yodel. It's not always yodeling, but when you're able to throw your voice. So not that I'm real good at it yet, but this was a newer song, as well as playing a little different than I normally do. So I'm still a little bit awkward with it, but I'm fine with that. I enjoy mistakes in music as much as I do.
Me too.
Anything else? There is a time, there is a place, and there were angels in Montgomery. There's a way to tell a story and make it stick. It ain't no trick, it ain't no shtick. It's in the ways we live, and in these ways we pay attention. Without the struggle, I would know nothing at all. I stumble and I fall right through everything. I can do just about anything wrong. And I know that I must pay for everything. Without the struggle, I would know nothing at all. Just down the street, just down the road, where there are no more running motors. Ain't no clock, there ain't no wall, ain't no toilet, there ain't no stall. It's just all the other all to teach us how to pay attention. Without the struggle, they would know nothing at all. I stumble and I fall right through everything. I can do just about anything wrong. And I know that I must pay for everything. There's way more power when the hour is gone. So much insecurity, so little humanity. Everybody's in such a hurry. It's too hot, too cold,
too wet, too dry. No time for anything up in the sky. It's just you, yourself, and I to teach us how to pay attention. Without the struggle, we would know nothing at all. I stumble and I fall right through everything. I can do just about anything wrong. And I know that I must pay for everything. There's way more power when the hour is gone. I stumble and I fall right through everything. I can do just about anything wrong. And I know that I must pay for everything. There's way more power when the hour is gone.
Wow. Thank you for that. You're listening to In the Moment. We've got Moment in Sound for you today. Our guest, Matt Faulkler. You can see him tonight at Club David on Facebook. Follow Gypsy Productions to keep track with what he's doing. You have a new release coming up produced by Jonathan Bird. Tell me a little bit about that collaboration.
I'm not sure exactly what is going on with the new release. I guess Jonathan has had it for quite a while, and I'm just kind of patient with all that's happened with it, because there's so many people involved along the way. The way I recorded it was every time I went through Austin, I'd record a song on the way south and record a song on the way north. And the people that happened to be coming through town that I know from the Kerrville Folk Festival kind of did some harmonies on it and played different pieces and parts. And I really not too sure about when that release is. I'm not too concerned about it either. Whenever it happens, it happens.
Yeah, we're moving at the pace of music, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But the one thing that I would promote heavily on that is Jonathan Bird's new record. It's called Pick Up Cowboy, and he put two of my songs on it. One called Lakota Sioux, and another called Do You Dream. And it's a beautiful record. It's a 64-page record. You know, literally, anymore, it seems like you buy a CD and you get one little sheet of paper with no information.
Right.
I love the old records where there was all this stuff, all the lyrics and stories and pictures, and you kind of had as much to look at as it took the time to listen to the record. And so this record has got 64 pages. It's kind of a family album. His cello player had a brain aneurysm and died of that. Oh. And they just finished the record before that happened. So it's sort of a tribute to him. It's the cover song is written about me, which is a little strange. But it's a beautiful album, and Jonathan is such a good songwriter. So
we have time for one more. If we get started, do you have another song you want to share with us before we let you go?
Sure. This seems to be my more popular one. It's called Lakota Sioux, because I wrote it about these natives I grew up around here. I don't know if I want to preface it too much more. I get carried away with my opinion, maybe. So I'll just leave it at that. Summer is changing and fall is in the air. Yellow geese are in migration and you can hear them up there. Rain's
falling down, hell, leaves are falling down, and the fawns have lost their spots, and the temperature's dropping down. It was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased a buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go, until the blood began to flow and they went down. Yeah, we ain't got no time, no to waste no time. We got a lot of lives we gotta keep in line, and pretty soon the snow's gonna fly. Don't feed them, your people gonna die. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased a buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go, until the blood began to flow and they went down. They like to paint their face, and they like to paint their paints, and they like to decorate everything up and celebrate, and they like to congregate in a beautiful place, and dress themselves in feathers and leathers and dream their fates. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased a buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go, till the blood began to flow and aid went down. And then the cavalries came and take their land away, and they lied and died and lost every battle, but they got their way. And they took their souls when they took the buffalo, and they took their families' blankets riddled with pox. And so it was a big day, I suppose, when Custer went in for the clothes, found himself with his pants down as the Indians rode around and took him down. No, we ain't got no time, no to waste no time. We got a lot of lives we gotta keep in line. Pretty soon the snow's gonna fly. Don't feed them, your people gonna die. So it was a big day, I suppose, when the Indians chased a buffalo across the prairie in herds they'd go, until the blood began to flow and they went down.
Matt Faulkner, you can see him tonight at Club David. You can go online to the White Wall Sessions and find his White Wall Sessions episode there. Check out Jonathan Bird's new CD, Pick Up Cowboy, to hear some of Matt's songs, and follow him on Facebook on Gypsy Productions. Thanks for stopping by. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I'd like to say real quick a hello to my son Eli out there. I love you.